This is Akashwani, the news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. Political parties have intensified election campaign for the assembly polls in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. Top leaders of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters. In Jharkhand, assembly elections are being held in two phases. Voting for the first phase will be held on the 13th of this month. Polling for the second phase will take place on the 20th of this month. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held an election rally in Simdega in Jharkhand in support of India bloc candidates. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Gandhi said the fight in the assembly election is between those who are protecting the constitution and those who are trying to end the constitution. In Maharashtra, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting at Dhule today. He said it is crucial to empower women for India's development. The Prime Minister said the government is committed to the welfare of women and it is crucial to empower women for India's development. He said the speed of development in Maharashtra in the last 2.5 years will be continued. Mr. Modi said only the Mahayuti Alliance government can provide good governance needed in the state. Later in the day, Mr. Modi will hold an election rally in Nashik. Union Home Minister and BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public gathering at Shirala in Maharashtra today. On the other hand, NCP, SP Chief Sharad Pawar campaigned in favour of Mahavikas Aghadi candidates in Wardha. NCP SP leader Supriya Sule campaigned in Pune and party leader Jayant Patil canvassed in Chiplun. In Maharashtra, polling for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will take place on the 20th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu today expressed confidence that government's policy of zero tolerance against corruption will eradicate corruption from its roots. She said that integrity and discipline are considered the ideals of life in an Indian society. The president was addressing an event marking Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 of the Central Vigilance Commission, CVC, in New Delhi. She said corruption is a disease which must be eliminated at its root. President Murmu said government has taken several initiatives to tackle corruption. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today attended the 8th roundtable of ASEAN-India Network of Think Tanks in Singapore. Speaking at the event, he emphasized the strategic importance of collaboration between India and ASEAN. The External Affairs Minister highlighted the demographics and emerging demands of both could mutually support and become key drivers of global economy. He said cooperation between India and ASEAN countries can be crucial in addressing contemporary challenges. A 7-judge bench of the Supreme Court by a 4-3 majority today overruled the 1967 judgment in S. Aziz Basha versus Union of India case that became the basis for denying minority status to Aligarh Muslim University. The 1967 judgment had held that an institution incorporated by a statute cannot claim to be a minority institution. The apex court today said that an institution will not lose its minority status merely because it was created by a statute. The majority held that the court must examine who established the university and who was the brain behind it. If that inquiry is pointing towards minority community, then the institution can claim minority status as per Article 30 of the Constitution. For this factual determination, the Constitution bench relegated the matter to a regular bench. In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sopore area of North Kashmir's Baramulla district. Kashmir Zone Police spokesperson said, acting on a specific input regarding the presence of terrorists in Panipora Sopore area in the district, a joint operation by the security forces was launched last night. As the security forces reached the suspected spot, hiding terrorists opened fire, resulting in gunfight. In badminton, India's Kiran George has advanced to the men's singles semi-finals at the Korea Masters tournament in Iksan City. He defeated Japan's Takuma Obayashi. And that's the end of this news bulletin.